All right, beautiful people. Wow. What a transformational couple of days. The alpha males of Australia, only a small percentage, just the tradies, have stood up. We're not talking about all the other trades and the truck drivers and the normal people and the office people. Only a small percentage of the alpha males have stood up. And what have we seen? That the police have absolutely no power. Not that we're here to fight police. We're definitely not here to fight police. What we're here is to make a statement that we've fucking had enough of this shit. And we know that it's a load of garbage. We know that it's a fraud. We know that you can treat people with a multi-drug sequence approach, which treats people of viral replication in 6 hours. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and CDS, and MMS. So we know we can treat this now. We have a state in India with 210 million people that's now COVID-free, thanks to ivermectin. All the countries in Africa and South Africa, all the areas around there that have no cases and very low cases because of ivermectin. What does the TGA of Australia do? They ban ivermectin. So we can see that the treason is coming from the highest level. The mainstream news, the governing bodies, politicians who are passing these draconian legislation and laws through, absolutely disgusting laws, despicable on their own people. Now, the only question is whether are these people sellouts, unaware, or they're part of secret society? I think we know the answer to that. And they all end up in the same category anyway. Now, you would have seen that video I posted on my Telegram just recently of the young person talking to the riot squad guy saying, man, you don't have to do this. And he goes, I have no other skills. That is not an excuse anymore. You have no other skills, so your skills now are bashing people and implementing tyranny on the Australian people. That doesn't pan out right. What happened in the Nuremberg trials? They said, we're just doing our job, and they got hung. That is exactly the same as what's happening now. You know there's tyranny going on, yet you continue because what, a measly paycheck? What, 80 grand a year? Probably before tax? 80, 90 grand, not even 50 grand a year before tax to sell out. You're not even getting millions to sell out for the human people, to sell out for the Anzacs, to sell out for all those people that went to war in other countries to fight for our freedom here in Australia. And you want to use the excuse you have no other skills? How about we'll look after you? How about we're all in this together? How about we're all losing our jobs? How about this is a global operation? And you are the reason why it's perpetuating still. Imagine the police officers who are out there and the LGAs that were fucking people up just said, I'm not doing it anymore. I'll continue to be a police officer, but I ain't enforcing that shit. That's all you have to do, guys. That's all you have to do is grow some fucking balls and side with freedom. Rather than protecting the big pharmaceutical cartels, the corrupt politicians, and implementing draconian New World Order, United Nations, Rockefeller-run, global dictatorship, anti-life behavior. It is that simple. There is no more fence sitting anymore. You fight for freedom or you support communism. Choose. Oh, I'll lose my job. Not good enough. I need to travel overseas. Not good enough. I got kids to feed. Not good enough. There's people dying and starving all around the world. You will not die in Australia if you do not have a job. You will get through. You're not in India. You're not in these poor countries where if you do not work, you will die. You will get through and you will survive. I'm sick of the pathetic excuses. I'm sick of full-grown men saying pathetic excuses like that. Of course we're going to get angry. Of course we're going to fight. We've been pushed up against the wall now for 2 years. Fraudulent PCR testing. Factual information. They're ramping the cycles up to 40,000 when it's supposed to be done at 10. The creator of the PCR test says it's not meant to diagnose anything. It's just looking at stuff. And if you continually zoom in, ramp up the cycles, you can find anything. because the human body is a bag of viruses. It's a bag of bacteria. It's a bag of parasites. It's a bag of fungi. That's what human beings are. Fake testing that throws false positives all the time. So what do? They ban the rapid antigen test, which gives you results in 15 minutes. So people could literally come to a border, get a test, sit there for 15 minutes, and they continue on. They passed a law to ban the rapid antigen test in Australia because the PCR test is the only reason this thing is perpetuating. We can treat it. We can fix it. And what's happened in the last couple of years, 2020, 2021? Oh, we've magically gotten rid of the flu. The flu has disappeared. Wow, well done. So 50 years of the flu ravaging Earth. You look at all the posts and all the newspaper articles. Oh, the flu is coming. You need to get the flu vaccine. It's going to be worse this year than next year. And oh, every year the flu. Every year for 50 years. And how long has ivermectin been around for? 20, 30 years? There's 20 years of good research on it. So all this time that people have been dying, thousands and thousands of people die every year of the flu, all this motherfucking time, we could have been using ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and we could have gotten rid of the vaccines 50 years ago. Now think about that, people. Think about that. Not only does ivermectin stop the viral replication in COVID, it stops it in all other flus. So for the last 50 years, the old people have been getting poisoned off in the nursing homes, been getting jabbed with the flu and then dying the next day. We could have been using ivermectin, and the pharmaceutical industries have known about this. The TGA has known about this. The FDA has known about this. They have been depopulating us for a long, long time. And now the truth's out there, what are they going to do? Oh, let's ban ivermectin. And that's what the TGA has done just recently. Now, ivermectin is on the illicit drugs list. When in India, 200 million people, COVID-free, thanks to ivermectin. Oh, but we can't do it in Australia. We can't do it over here. Because the pharmaceutical industries will lose money and the whole narrative will fall apart. The TGA, scum of the earth. Scum of the earth. The people working in there and the people who passed this legislation should be all hung for crimes against humanity, for allowing thousands of people who will get sick and die from the vaccine, hundreds of thousands of people who are getting fucking maimed and murdered when they could have just treated people with ivermectin. Within 6 hours, you're back to normal. Ivermectin, zinc, B vitamins, and hydroxychloroquine. Done. Finished. 4 to 6 hours, back to normal. No more virus. Go back to work. Continue on. Finished. And you're immune. And you have natural herd immunity. Unfucking believable. These people should be put in prison for life at minimum. The scientists, the doctors, the politicians, the people working in the TGA, straight to prison where they fucking belong. Sellouts. And why else is this perpetuating? Because the pharmacies are getting $85 per vaccine. The doctors are getting close to the same. Sellouts. Scum. Scum of the earth. Absolute scum of the earth. Perpetuating genocide over money. Absolute disgrace. Anti-human behavior, anti-Australian behavior. So fake testing, fudge numbers, fake death certificates. Anyone who's dying anywhere, oh, that's a COVID death. You get run over by a steamroller and you're 98 years old and you had terminal cancer. That's a COVID death. That's what's going on, people. Fudge numbers, fake statistics. Unbelievable tyranny, layers upon layers of tyranny. Disgusting, despicable behavior, anti-life behavior. And it's factual now. It's not conspiracy anymore. What happens when all your conspiracies become factual like they are now? What happens? Well, the people rise up, and that's what we're seeing in Melbourne. That's what we're seeing all around the world. Even though the mainstream news have censored the internet, 98% of the internet they have censored. The information's still coming out because we've moved to Telegram. We've moved to BitChute. We've moved to pamphlet drops, letterbox drops, talking to people in the street, wearing jumpers, hoodies, banners, T-shirts, walking billboards. The human beings are now forced to be crafty. They're being forced to be militant, to be sneaky, to band together, to talk wherever you go. People's throat chakras are opening and the truth is coming out, never to be stuffed back in the bag. You censor the internet, we'll go on the streets. You block us on the streets, we'll come in masses and you will be outnumbered. It is time for the police officers of Australia and the riot squad to stand down and do the only thing that your role is to protect the peace. So to protect the peace, it's time you arrest the politicians. It's time you protect the protesters and the activists and the journalists, the ones who are bringing this information out. Where is our protection? Where is our protection? We're the ones finding this stuff out and putting it out there and putting our lives at risk. Where is our protection? Why should I have to put my fucking line and my livelihood on the line every day when it's your job to protect the peace? Fake testing, fake viruses, fake numbers, fudge death certificates, and the most disinformation and most bullshit that's keeping this whole narrative together is the mainstream news. The Rupert Murdoch Zionist mainstream news promoting lies, fear, and disinformation 24 hours a day. And they've been doing it for 50 fucking years. The mainstream news should be shut down completely. The mainstream news should be shut down completely. That's what needs to happen globally, worldwide. No more mainstream news. If there's negative news, you don't put it on the news. If it's police business, you don't put it on the news. And where is the fact-checking for the mainstream news? They get to lie and coerce 24 hours a day. And where is the fact-checking? Where is the legislation which is puts journalists in prison for putting out fake news? Why aren't they accountable? But independent journalism is. So guys, this is it. This is stand-up time. This is forget your normal life. This is forget the things you normally do. This is the time where you take time out of your life to fight tyranny. This is when we band together. No more will we stand around and wait. No more will we go and just grow vegetables at our property somewhere and wait for it to end. That shit's done. We need all the truthers and all the activists and all the awake people and all the vaccine damaged people and all the people that are waking up and all the people that aren't awake yet. We need to help them. We need to help them because they are helpless, because they don't know. They are so disillusioned. They are so scared. They are wearing masks. They believe in fairy tales. They're afraid of a virus with a 99.97% survival rate. You might as well go buy a lottery ticket. You got more chance of winning lottery than you do from dying from COVID. And especially with ivermectin, the treatments, you have no chance of dying. You have 100% success rate of survival. And what's happened recently in El Salvador? Let's talk about El Salvador. They've moved over to Bitcoin and they have a package for every single one of their citizens, a COVID package which has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other things in there to treat it. So every household gets one. So if you have symptoms, you simply just take the products and within 6 to 24 hours, you are better. Now that is a country we should be looking at. I wonder what's going to happen next. Probably there'll be sanctions, there'll be terrorism there. ISIS will suddenly appear. They'll have a tornado. They'll have a flood, a tsunami. You got to remember, guys, we're fighting against weather warfare, mind control, spiritual warfare with ritual abuse, blood sacrifice on all levels, ceremony. We've got the mainstream news promoting the lies and disinformation, the mind control of 24 hours a day. We're being poisoned off with GMO food, pesticides, herbicides, all these artificial flavors, colors and numbers, plastics in everything, estrogen mimickers turning men into women and turning women into men. Men and women not knowing who they want to fuck anymore. The attack ultimately is dribbling down and the main agenda is the children. Vaccinating the children, confusing the children, telling them they can be a man or a woman if they want to. Depopulating the planet, and it has to start with the children. You have a lot of gay kids, you have a lot of lesbian kids, you have a lot of binary neutral kids, that they ain't having children. And they're going to be infertile from the vaccines, from the pesticides, from the geoengineering, from the 5G, 4G phone frequencies. We're all holding phones. The amount of times I've held my phone the last 6 weeks since I've been away is unbelievable. A radiation device, I'm using it all day long. Despicable. They're putting the technology into everything that we use to kill us off. And it's blatantly obvious now. The agenda is blatantly obvious. 47 Harvard studies showing that fluoride is a neurotoxin. It lowers your IQ, makes you infertile, makes you docile, lowers your testosterone as a male. It takes the fight out of you. It bioaccumulates in your body, gets trapped in your bones and causes osteoporosis and leukemia and bone diseases. It supercharges all other diseases and sicknesses in your body. Oh, but it's good for your teeth. Oh, it keeps my dental bills down, mate. It keeps my dental bills down. You fucking idiots. Absolute idiots. Come off it. What keeps your dental bills down is eating good food, drinking clean water, and brushing your teeth. And your teeth will be a representation of your inner health. When children are born with horrible teeth, that's because of nutrition and your parents' nutrition. When people's teeth are yellow, it's because they're mineral deficient. And the body's stealing minerals from the bones. It's because your liver, kidney, gallbladder, and colon aren't working. It's not flushing out toxins and you're not absorbing minerals, which leads to gut problems, inflammation. It's one big scientific cycle they've created. All of it is scientifically decided. This is a dictatorship. That's why they need artificial intelligence. That's why they need GPS tracking. That's why they need 5G, 6G, because they need to monitor you and track you every single millimeter you do. Every time you fart, you'll get charged for a carbon tax. And that's what's going to happen if we allow this 6G shit to be uplinked. This is a time now where we end it all. We don't want 20,000 satellites monitoring our every move. Imagine trying to revolt against the system when that shit's in place. Good luck. It's game over. We have a window of a few years to end this madness, get good leaders into politics, to end the mainstream news, and to stop evil from permeating across this earth. And that ultimately is determined by your internal frequency. Everything I've spoke about is a 3D level, and yet we're fighting a five-dimensional chess game right now. And all of you would have noticed massive global changes since we did our Qi transmission, two of them. Massive global changes on an individual and a global scale. This is how you push through the dimensional barriers, by raising internal frequency. And we'll be doing another meditation in under 2 weeks. And I highly recommend that you invite every single person you know to come on, so we can attack this from all levels. So anyway, a recap. The flu is your body's natural house cleaning. It happens every year when you're toxic. Your body will naturally detox to get the toxins out. That's what the flu is. Natural, seasonal house cleaning. If you don't do it, your body will do it for you. The sicker you are, the worse the symptoms are. That's why the flu will never go away until people start detoxing and taking control of their health sovereignty and understanding human anatomy. How humans think, breathe, live, eat, drink, stretch, move, sunshine, fire, community, love, trauma, all connected. What's in your mind will permeate through your body. Toxic mind, toxic body. Alkaline mind, alkaline body. Flexible body, flexible mind. Where are you at? Can you not bend over? Can you not touch your toes? Can you not walk up steps? Can you not jump, hop, skip, run? Can you climb a tree? What happened? Doesn't matter if you're 90, you can still do it if you look after your body. You are what you eat. So here we are, people. 2021. Australia is rising. The world is revolting. The internet is censored. They are trying to poison off 95% of the world's population and implement the most important thing, even more important than the vaccine, is the vaccine passport. Complete control and domination, ostracizing people from their shops, from their livelihood, from travel, from every part of our lives that makes us human. Community, connection, social distancing, keeping people away from humans. This is a time when we need more hugs, more kissing, more love, more connections, more gathering, more fires, more dinners, more dance parties, more festivals. Do not stop. Do not stop doing what you do. In fact, ramp it up a notch. This is the most important time ever for leaders to stand up, for the activists to stand up, for the truthers to stand up. This is a time when crazy people need to rise up. We all have that crazy friend. That's the one we need out there, creating a precedent with no fear. Fear is the number one frequency lowering vibration in the universe. The number one frequency lowering vibration in the universe, in the multiverse, is fear. That's why the mainstream news promotes fear, scarcity, disinformation, lies, sorrow, sickness, 24 hours a day. That's why we have pathetic leaders, unhealthy, inhuman, disconnected leaders to make us feel depressed about our current geopolitical situation. Imagine we had strong leaders. Imagine we had positive news. Imagine the mind state of the human people if the news is saying, don't worry guys, we have a cure. It's called ivermectin. We're going to get it to you as soon as we can. And we're going to help you out. Imagine the news said that every day and promoted all the glorious victories and promoted the activists. And the news said to the police, it's time you side with the humans police. We need to do this together. They would. They would just lay down their weapons and we would just work together. We would self-govern ourselves. It's that simple. And it's almost unthinkable. It's not even in the minds of many people that that's the world we could have. A glorious, incredible, beautiful world. But it's at our fingertips, guys. Now, if you're feeling disillusioned, you're feeling down, if this has been grinding you for too long, I'm going to suggest you go buy the book series called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. Don't look for a Kindle. Don't look for an audio book. Get the paper and sit there and turn your phone off and read these books. Read these books, The Ringing Cedars of Russia, the black covers. There's 9 books. It will change your fucking life. It'll reconnect you to being human, to be a piece of God, to being love. Read these books. Disconnect from your phone. If it's grinding you and you're depressed, you're tired, you're run down, you're not training, you're not eating good, you're not sleeping well, you need to think about what you're doing now. You need to get into that vortex and get into that state of high vibe living. Do everything you can right now to stay high vibe. Run, train, swim, dance, sing, play, whatever. Everything. Hang out with people that make you feel good. Listen to music that makes you feel good. Put the movies on you love. And then take action. Get clear. Meditate. Meditate. Meditate, guys. This is the fucking key. Meditation is the fucking key to everything. The inner frequency determines your outer reality. It down-regulates every other operation on this planet and in the multiverse. Frequency and vibration. Let me say that again. Raising your internal frequency in meditation down-regulates. It sits at the top of the pyramid for every other healing modality in the human body and every other timeline that could possibly play out on Earth is down-regulated by the internal frequency of the human being, which connects to the frequency of Mother Earth. That is the key. That is the one key that people forget about. And they get caught up in the 3D matrix, which is a slavery system, the 9-to-5, chasing false pride, material fame and glamour, keeping up with the Joneses, working, waking for your holidays, going to bed, waking up, sleeping, eating, shitting, working, sleeping, eating, shitting, working. That's not living. That's slavery. This is a spiritual journey. You work to live. And if you're living to work, you need to change something. You need to work with other people. You need to connect with others and work smarter and not harder. We have enough people, resources, humans, power, money, technology on this planet to have heaven on earth. All you need to do is unify with others who are like-minded. Do all the things that work and resist tyranny. Resist any anti-behavior. Resist any anti-life legislation and laws. The only debt you have on this planet, the only debt you owe on this planet is to show up for your friends and family and Mother Earth. That is it. Everything else is fictional. And maybe people actually need to lose a lot to realize that they're on a spiritual journey. Maybe people need to lose their jobs. Maybe people need to lose some loved ones to realize that what's important is right in front of them. And what's ceremony? It's every single minute you're alive and you're breathing. That's the true ceremony. Realizing that life is ceremony. You came here from the solar system to incarnate here and people want to leave. They want to go somewhere else because it gets tough. This is a time you earn your badges, guys. This is a time we help others. This is a time where whatever you do that's positive, you can make a change, because everyone's looking for help. Everyone's looking for a savior. And you can step into that leadership role and be an inspiring person and help people. It could be just by mentoring them, talking to them, a phone call, walking on the streets and being positive, handing out pamphlet drops, hugging people, making YouTubes, sending emails, ringing the government, talking to police, meditating, raising internal frequency, running men's circles, running women's circles, doing plant medicine ceremonies, playing music, singing, dancing, walking your dog. My dog makes people happy every day just by walking him. Everyone is happy. Every single person pats him, touches him, and it makes him happy. How simple is that? He's just being. Maybe it's time we all start being. You're doing well, guys. We're doing great. This is the world's biggest awakening that's ever happened in recorded history. And it's a breaking down of Babylon. It's a breaking down of the old to renovate it, to birth it into new. Do not get disheartened. Do not get disillusioned. And do not stop unless you need a break. If you're burnt out, have a break. Give yourself a permission slip and have a break. You deserve it. Relax. Turn the phone off altogether. Don't watch Facebook. Don't look at my Telegram. Don't look at the news. Just turn it off. Get in the ocean. Swim. Walk in the rainforest. Take your shoes off. Get naked in the sun. Eat good food. Listen to good music. Have a glass of wine if you feel like it. Why not? You're here to enjoy the fruits of life. If you know so much of what's going on in the world and it's tearing you apart, it's time you start looking after your mental, spiritual, and physical anatomy. Knowing everything and being disheartened and angry means you're not in the spiritual realm. You're in the mental realm. You're in lacking, scarcity mindset. When you're in the spiritual realm, you're in the knowing. You are in the knowing that everything is divine and everything is perfect, and you should be happy, blessed. You're blessed to be here. Thank you so much to be part of this experience. Thank you, God. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, Great Spirit. Thank you, Great Mystery. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you to the humans. Thank you so much for this incredible journey that I get to experience. Life's about how you react to situations, not what happens to you. Life's happening all the time. The only difference is how you react to something. What is your mind state? Is this a cup full moment, or is this a cup half empty moment? What is it? Is the world going to shit and everything's fucked? Or is this the most incredible uprising ever in human history, and we're about to birth a world that people can't even fathom? Flying cars, free energy, cancer cures, med beds, contact with our interdimensional brothers and sisters. The veil is lifting. We're about to birth heaven on earth. It's coming. But you've got to fight. We've got to fight for a little bit longer. You've got to fight for your sovereignty. Nothing's easy. Nothing's ever gifted to you. You don't just walk away and expect everyone else to do it. You don't just wait for something to pass. You're part of it. It will pass faster if you're active. You don't go hide in the bush somewhere. You don't give up. You power on. You power up. You grow, you learn, you become better, stronger, fitter, healthier, smarter. You're in mastery now, guys, stepping into your elderhip, elderhood, your eldership. You're stepping into your mastery. Don't forget that. This is initiation of Earth School. No one was learning. No one was growing before. The world had stagnated. There was pockets of awakening. This is forcing people to wake up. And if you don't wake up, you'll die. You'll get sick, and then you'll wake up when you're sick. Unfortunately, that's how it works. The universe, Mother Earth, is shaking her back, and she's shaking off the fleas. Wake up or tap out. Grow or get injured. There's two timelines now. Birthing a new Earth or doom. For you, individually, not for everyone, collectively. There is a way to navigate through this very easily. So simple. All you have to do is speak up. Step up. Claim your sovereignty. Fucking simple. So bloody simple. Unity. Look what's happening in Melbourne. Unity. A few thousand dudes. Do whatever the fuck they want. Block the streets. Block the freeway. Punch arm the cops. Chase the cops out like a bunch of rats. Bit of unity. Fucking very small percentage. Why was it that the truck drivers had to block the roads the other month? Why didn't every person who has a car or has a fucking skateboard or has a body go out there? Would have had thousands and thousands of cars blocking every single road. Why is it up to them? It's up to everyone. You're not a truck driver. You're a human. You're not a tradie. You're a human. You're not a Muslim. You're a human. You're not a Christian. You're human. You're not black. You're human. Did we forget that? There is no countries. There is no races. There's humans. Just for slightly different cultural upbringing and education. That's it. We're all the same. And it's every single human against a very small minority of half humans. Unity is key. Police officers, it's time to stand down. You don't have to lose your job. You don't have to quit your job. Just don't follow tyranny. Just don't support globalism. Support the protesters. Walk with them. Protest with them. Protests don't get aggressive. They only get aggressive when the cops get aggressive. Walk with them. Cheer with them. Slap their hands. Hug them. Let's take some incredible videos and photos of all humans working together. Why stand there in a fucking wall looking like Darth Vader and the stormtroopers? You're human. Do you not have kids? Do you not fucking have morals? Can you not fucking see the agenda? Can you seriously not see the fucking agenda? How can you not? It's right there. It's right there in front of your eyes. You can look it up. It's mainstream science. Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, Lockstep, The Great Reset, The Bilderberg Group. It's all there. There's videos that were made on it 20 years ago by people like Alex Jones and David Icke, who are now the most credible people on the internet. The most credible people on the internet were the two biggest conspiracy theorists on the planet, David Icke and Alex Jones, the most up-to-date, on-the-money, credible people on the internet today. And if you don't follow them, you should. Go to davidicke.com, go to band.video for Alex Jones or infowars.com. Or download podcast, The Alex Jones Show. It's on every night and it is up to date and he is killing it. How the tables have turned. Unbelievable. And one more thing I want to say. People have been calling out for the bikies to do something. Guys, these bikies have been under COVID law for about 8 years. And you allowed the government to impose these VLAD bikie laws on the bikies, which ultimately was designed to be put onto you. So these guys have been living for COVID law for nearly a decade. And we allowed that rule to pass through Parliament. People are like, yeah, fuck the bikies. When really less than 1% of all bikies are criminals. Less than 1%. You have more criminals than you're fucking in the politics. It's a gentleman's club. People like bikes. Like to go have a drink with the boys. Less than 1%. I know a lot of bikies. I have my whole life. They're fucking legends. And if these laws didn't pass 10 years ago, you would see thousands of bikies rolling up at the protest, but they can't. They've got to hide. If they go out with more than two in a pack, they get fucking busted. They're constantly getting busted, getting harassed, getting picked on. They have firearms prohibition orders put on them when they don't even have firearms. So the police can come and raid their houses day in, day night. They've used the bikies as a scapegoat as if they're the criminals when the real criminals working in the government. What the bikies do, the government does on steroids 1,000 times over. Fucking government's killing people off. They're allowing fucking fluoride in the drinking water and geoengineering to go on. They're allowing pharmaceutical industries to put fucking sterility agents and toxins in the vaccines and injecting us, our people. They're allowing these LGB movement and agendas being pushed on the children. What the fuck? That's real criminality. Not a few fucking bikies having a punch on every now and then. Oh, fucking a fight at the airport. Great. Big deal. Fucking big deal. call a spade for what it is. These bikies are on our side. They're awake. They know what's going on. They're not fucking stupid. This is about you guys standing up. It's about you hustling up. It's about everyday humans getting to the gym, training, men, getting your fucking warrior back on. Our testosterone is so low now because of all the estrogen mimickers in the water, the vaccines, the air. Metals are androgenic too. So men's testicles are getting smaller. Their sperm count's getting lower. Their testosterone's dropping. And when you have no test, you don't want to fight. You want to lay around. You want to be passive. You don't want to fuck your missus. You don't want to make love to your partner. You don't want to stand up. And there's this next psyops. Oh, the distorted masculine. Oh, everyone's trying to balance their masculine and feminine. You're not even masculine to begin with. Why are you trying to balance your feminine when you're already a bitch? Fucking stand up. Where are you? And this is going to trigger a lot of people, this podcast. Sorry, guys, but this is the way it is. This is fucking 2021, and we're getting murdered by United Nations globalist Rockefeller run scientific dictatorship. That's what the fuck's going on. Prove me wrong. Fact check anything I've said today. But you can't. Rise up time, guys. My name's Nate Max. My podcast is Nate Max TV. My Telegram is Nate Max Human Alliance. Follow me, share my stuff, help me. I've been blocked off all platforms. I've been blocked off Twitter, censored on Instagram, deleted 3 times on YouTube, my Facebook deleted, 30,000 followers. My Stripe deleted, website attacked, 3 emails deleted. For what? For posting my truth, my opinion? Isn't this a world where we have free speech? I cop more shit than a heroin dealer does. Do I want to be doing this? No. I've got better things to be doing? Yep. Do I have to be doing this? Nope. Do I need to play any part in this? No, I don't. But I am. So we have to. And everyone has a role to play. Every single person out there, you have a role to play. You're special. You're unique. And we need you. Stay in the vortex, guys. Stay in that vortex and know that you're important and know that your energy matters and know that there's a dark force trying to take your energy and redirect your focus and your intention. They're trying to create the world they want. That's why they're putting the predictive programming in the news, the film clips, the TV shows, children's books, advertising. They're trying to push their agenda. And ultimately, what we focus on, we create. So let's expose what's going on, but let's spend most of our energy on raising our frequency, birthing a new earth, planting trees, creating community, loving our neighbors, looking after our family members, being healthy, being strong, being sovereign, getting in the sun, breaking down these fucking fraudulent rules and legislation, destroying anything that's anti-life. Anything that blocks your freedom, it needs to be destroyed. My website will be up and running again in the next couple of days, www.innate-awareness.com. All of my content, videos, podcasts, YouTubes, and everything I do will be on there from now on. We're moving them across onto a new, more secure server, so it may be down at the moment, and all the information will be there. It'll be a global news platform like it already is, but I'll be posting every day and keeping you up to date what's going on. The more you can share my content, my information, and talk to people, it helps me a lot. It keeps me going. Thank you, beautiful people. This is Nate Max. Have a beautiful day. I'll speak to you soon.